It's the first visit for the IAEA chief, Rafael Grossi, to Japan since July, when he greenlit the discharge. He says the body's involvement in the release is ongoing and plans to meet with Foreign Minister Yoko Kamikawa, who says she'll look to deepen cooperation with the IAEA. Both the organization and the government have been testing the treated water and say it's well within safety limits for environmental release. On March 1st, Japan began the fourth discharge, a process which takes 17 days. Every batch releases about 7,800 tons of treated water into the ocean. China remains opposed to the project and maintains a ban on Japanese seafood imports in response. The Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, says he'll continue urging Beijing to reconsider the ban. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.